welcome to the November edition of In The Mix, your news and views podcast from Cemex UK. This time, Sarah Murphy will be talking about the circular economy with Steve Scheller, Head of Business Development, West Europe Materials, and Michael Haynes, Landfill and Recycling Manager. But before I hand over to Sarah, here's a quick news update from across the business. Over the past month, we've seen many teams reaching some big LTI milestones. Congratulations to the team at Southern Quarry, who reached 19 years LTI free. The team in Supply Chain Rail, who reached 5 years LTI and TRI free. To UK Marine, who reached 3 years TRI and LTI free. Building Products Rail UK, who reached 6 years LTI free. To Materials Yorkshire, Asphalt East and the whole of Asphalt UK, who have achieved 6 years LTI free, and to Materials South West, who achieved 1 year LTI free. The team at East Leek Quarry in the Midlands have celebrated 20 years LTI free. And finally, congratulations to the team at Northfleet Wharf, who reached 17 years LTI free. They celebrated with fish and chips. Congratulations and well done to everyone involved. Thank you for continuing to look after each other and making health and safety your number one priority. We should also say a big well done to the team at Yorkshire Ready Mix Plant, who won the Exceed Idea of the Month in October. At the Yorkshire Ready Mix Plant, the area where the drivers used to wash out via a swan neck was not ideal. On numerous occasions, the swan neck would be damaged and the ground condition, out of hours, had not been ideal for drivers to use. The team needed to remove the risk of impact damage and improve the slip, trips and falls hazards by eliminating the task from that area. The swan neck was removed and a new simple system was put in place. The installation of a mixer wash pump panel and integrated timer has now been installed, allowing drivers to wash out on late returns to plant. This system improves the risk of slips, trips and falls as the loading head ground condition are free from wash water and flood water. Well done to the Cemex Northwest Ready Mix commercial team, who attended the annual Concrete Society dinner in Manchester. They donated prizes for both the auction and the raffle, which along with the dinner raised an amazing £7,000 for AT Charity, which supports people living with disabling and life-limiting conditions. Also, the new Cemex UK head office has now opened in Binley in Coventry and everyone is now starting to settle in well. Please remember to change the head office address on your email signatures if yours previously referred to the Rugby office. Finally, a quick reminder about our Cemex Festive Fundraiser, taking place on Friday the 9th of December at St Andrew's Church in Rugby. You can enjoy an evening of carols and we will be joined by Rock Choir, the UK's original award-winning contemporary choir. You can find the link to buy tickets on UK News. That's it for our news summary. If you've got any stories you'd like to hear on the future edition of In The Mix, do get in touch with us at inthemix@cemex.com. Now it's over to Sarah, Steve and Michael for our Dig Deep interview. Thank you.
Welcome everyone to our latest Dig Deeper interview. Today I'm joined by Steve Scheller, Head of Business Development for West Europe Materials, and Michael Haynes, Landfill and Recycling Manager. So Steve, Michael, could we start with a quick introduction about the project you're part of?
The project we've been working on is related to the circular economy. We have referred to it as Valo in Action. That's largely because the project started out in France, and that was the name we allocated at the time. Valo meaning valorization. So that's often a question we sort of get, but essentially it's talking about generating value from waste flows. Whilst we've been referring to it as Valo in Action, we're now trying to transition towards referring to it as circular economy, which fits with the Future in Action focus and the pillar that falls under that banner. It's largely around looking at opportunities to capture waste and basically develop that waste into usable products that we can sell into the external market and use them as loose aggregates or potentially use them as materials that go into our concrete business. And we started in France in March this year, and we identified a number of different opportunities. And the French business are very well established in this area already. So we used a project team to pull together all of these ideas and opportunities and generated a catalogue that we could use as a point of reference to guide the different market teams into the different strategies that we could follow and different business lines that we could pursue. And then we launched it in the UK and Spain later on in the year. And whilst we refer to it as a project, now more than a project, it's the future of the business. So I think we need to see this as like an integral part of our business moving forward.
So you've obviously mentioned about the circular economy and how it fits into our future and action pillars. Could you perhaps talk a little bit more about what a circular economy is?
There was an article recently which suggested that 9 out of 10 adults don't actually understand what the circular economy is. And that was a survey undertaken, I think, earlier this year with sort of 2000 adults across the UK. Essentially, in terms of traditional economies are what we refer to as a linear economy. So the way which we can think about that simply is that we extract raw materials, we use them to manufacture something. We then use that item and then we dispose of it. So if we were thinking about it from the construction industry point of view, we're extracting aggregates and other materials to make our construction materials. We then use those to produce a building. That building is used for 1500 years. We then demolish that building, and sometimes that material will end up in a landfill or disposal site in some way. Now, that's not been the case for quite a while in the construction industry in the UK. But when you think about the circular economy, we've already adopted a lot of this in a lot of the mature and developed countries. But the way in which a circular economy works is that rather than disposing of waste, we try to think of that waste as the raw material, so the raw material to go back into the process. So we start at the initial sort of phase is when we are designing something, we try to design it to minimize or eliminate waste. So if you took the example of a building, when that's first designed, rather than think about that building maybe being demolished at the end of its life, we can think of it more as maybe being deconstructed, so that you can take those constituent elements and reuse them, sometimes reusing them in their existing form, and other times they may need to be recycled in some way and then allow them to be reused. So when we extract those materials, produce building products, for example, and then we use those to manufacture a building, then at the end of life, what can be deconstructed will be deconstructed and reused. What needs to be recycled? So, for example, there may be some concrete waste that maybe needs to be crushed down into aggregate, and then we can reuse that aggregate within that construction project, so that you're trying to keep any materials that have entered the cycle continuously moving around in that cycle, so that we basically avoid anything being disposed of. From a CEMEX point of view, when you think of our involvement in the construction industry, there's various statistics, but one would suggest that the construction industry is responsible for around 40% of all CO2 emissions. So when you think about our impact and involvement, we need to play our part to try and help to eliminate the additional CO2 being emitted into the atmosphere. But also we need to reduce our environmental impact. So when we think of extracting raw materials, if we can reuse materials that have already been used previously, and then we should look to do that. When we look at the sort of aggregates minerals across the UK, when you look at like the replenishment profile, it's becoming harder and harder to replenish our raw materials when we think of aggregates. And actually some industry-wide statistics would suggest that over the last 10 years, the replenishment rate for our aggregates has dropped to around 63%. So that means that for every 100 tons of aggregates that are consumed, we're only managing to replace 63 of them. So it puts an added emphasis on why we should try and reuse what's already been extracted from the ground.
Looking at the UK specifically, how is CEMEX UK looking to support a circular economy?
So looking on behalf of the material side of the business, we're currently working on a number of projects. Our aim is to initially minimise our own waste from various different facets of the business by capturing it, working with it, and producing material which we can reuse in some description. For example, one of our block plants on the building product side of the business, there's waste blocks that from the production process are produced and unnecessary. And at the moment, we're actually using a third party to remove these blocks. And instead of doing so, we're now capturing that waste and recycling at a site where we do currently hold a recycling permit, where we then process these waste blocks into an aggregate. And we're currently running trials to see if we can actually use this aggregate back in the block making process, or perhaps even with the manufacturer of ready-mix concrete. The initial signs are quite promising, so hopefully we can look at doing that in the not too distant future. Looking forward into the future, we're going to try and develop the circularity model into the project team by working with numerous different initiatives. We're putting together designs at the moment for a soil washing plant in one of our London sites, which will divert best part of 250,000 tons of waste per year from landfill, where the excavated soils can be washed and screened to produce a high quality aggregate. This aggregate again can be used back internally within the ready mix manufacturing process, or again directly into the wider market. There's also plans to develop different sites across the country, from Birmingham, Manchester, into recycling centres, allowing us to capture demolition waste and again produce a high quality aggregate which can either be used within our internal business or into the wider market. And also ways that we can restore our former quarries in a more sustainable way. We have a few restoration voids that we are currently operating in, where we have previously quarried the land and we are now restoring them into various different restoration projects, either for wildlife reserves or just restoring the ground into what it previously was.
So my final question was, what are the next steps for the strategy team?
Okay, so in terms of the strategy team that we've been working with, the next steps, currently we have allocated out responsibilities within the team. So I think we've got about 12 members of the team. We've pulled together a number of different tracks, anything ranging from exploring the potential use of backhaul models to secure waste with our supply chain team, through to looking at whether there's any funding support for any projects like this that are available from different funding groups or committees. And we've allocated those responsibilities to the different team members, those that come from the functional areas which sort of align best to those different tracks. And we're now meeting on a monthly basis, working towards trying to reach some conclusions and just set us on the right path. One of the big things with what we've been trying to do is to try and develop and build a culture around the circular economy. This is something that has been a fairly big task that we're trying to undertake. So one of the key aspects of the sort of community or project team that we've got assigned is to try and spread the word for what we're trying to achieve, what we're working on, but also gather ideas from different people, things that maybe we could explore in terms of quick wins or different opportunities. Sometimes we don't appreciate what sites and opportunities there are out there. You know, I think on occasions we automatically think we need to try and find new sites, new locations, but sometimes there's a site footprint that's fairly large and there's a corner of the site that we can utilize, or there's an area of the site that's forgotten, and already through some of the discussions that have taken place so far, we've unearthed a few sites here and there which we're now trying to follow up and explore and see what we can do with this whole point around spreading the word and building the emphasis and the momentum behind this. I think it's important that we continue to do so, hence I guess doing this podcast. But we need people to be our eyes and ears and help us drive and support this initiative, because often this area of the business, you know, when it comes down to securing access to waste flows, it can be quite dynamic and you need to be responsive and you need to act quickly. So we need everybody on board to help us build this area.
This project is immensely important. I think we've all got a part to play in it. As human beings, sometimes the easy option is to go with what we know. But, you know, as Steve mentioned earlier on, our mineral reserve isn't limitless. And it's now the time to start pushing the boundaries and be a little bit more lateral in our thinking. We like to stay in the comfort zone a lot of the time, but, you know, we need to start pushing back and testing the waters in some of these new projects, and not being afraid to make challenges and to try and push forward and look forward into the future. The team's doing their best to push the message, but you know, as Steve said, it's important for everyone to buy into this because it is the future. We're trying to build a culture throughout the business of yes people. We don't want to see a problem as a problem. We just want to see a problem as a hurdle to overcome, to enable us to reach our goal. So I think that's one of the most important things to realise. And we're not a closed group. We're always looking for advocates to come forward and get involved and be passionate about this. It is the future. So I think it's really important to do so.
I'll just quickly add, if anyone is particularly interested or passionate about this area, then please reach out to myself or Michael. You know, we're more than happy to have a conversation to discuss, how you can maybe get involved in the project team, or if not in the immediate team, then how you can help support us with some future developments, because there's a lot of work to do and there's a lot of work already underway. So we appreciate anyone who's got a passion and a drive and can help us to maintain the momentum that we're already starting to build.
Thanks so much for joining me, Steve and Michael. It's been great to hear all about the circular economy and the work that we're doing around that. I know that we've spoken separately outside of the podcast about future articles for UK News, SEM Express. So to everybody listening, keep your eyes peeled and there'll be more information to follow.
That's it for this episode of In The Mix, and we'll be back soon with another episode. In the meantime, you can get in contact with us at any time on inthemix@semex.com, the usual GB comms email address, and do keep an eye out for our usual communication methods such as UK News, Spark and Yammer. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.